Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jemiah. How could I help you?
Hi, I'm trying to figure out who you are. It came out. I had some money come out of my account, and I just
ma'am.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I cannot hear you.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes, but it sounds very distant. It's not very clear.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm just calling this number because it was in my banking account, and I'm just trying to figure out who you are because I didn't recognize the name.
Okay, well, we're a third-party customer support. I would have to pull up your information to see exactly what you were billed for.
Okay.
May I have your zip code?
61755.
And your first and last name?
Laura Hoover.
Okay, give me just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, can I get you to verify your mailing address for security purposes?
114 Westminster Drive, Mackinac, Illinois, 61755.
Okay.
I was charged $56.95.
Okay, so when I take a look at the account, I show that you received a free gift, which was a tracker tag.
Was it what?
Do you remember on December 21st, you paid shipping and handling, which was $7.45, for a free gift, which was a tracker tag.
What is that?
I would have to pull up the product. You don't remember purchasing, paying shipping and handling for that?
Uh-uh.
Give me just a moment.
Okay.
So the tracker tag is just something that makes finding your items easily. It's like it has a Bluetooth on it, GPS. It's a portable tag.
Well, I never got anything like that.
Okay, I can take a look at the shipping to see if it was delivered. Because it shows it was delivered to you. Give me just a moment.
Well, why am I getting a bill now?
I can explain where the charge is coming from if you can give me just a moment.
Sure.
So it shows it was delivered at your mailbox at 11:17 a.m. on December 31st.
Okay, why is there a bill for February 20? Where is it at?
So what happened was 7. when you accepted that free gift, it explained in the terms and conditions that it was going to enroll you in something called a gadget store. And that's just basically a store. They've been sending you $125 gift card to your email every month for you to use at the gadget store. But the monthly subscription is the $56.95. So when you accepted that free gift.
What email are they sending it to?
MouseQueen1970@yahoo.com.
Yeah, I don't even have that account anymore. It's been gone for a long time. I don't even have it.
Yeah, so when this was set up, this was the information that was provided. So this is what the system went by.
Okay, can you take me off of this, whatever it is?
Okay, if you want to get it canceled, you can give me just a moment. I can get it canceled for you.
Please.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, so whatever they sent, I wouldn't know anyway because that email hasn't been used in forever. And I had Yahoo. I called Yahoo, and they are investigating that email because it was hacked. So they ended up just shutting it down and investigating it.
So, yeah, that may be the reason you didn't receive it.
Yeah. Well, if I paid for it. I paid for nothing.
Yeah, and see, we wouldn't have known anything about something being wrong with your email because usually when our customers' emails change, they call us and they update that information with us.
Yeah, and I couldn't change anything because they shut everything down on that account. So there's no way of me getting a hold of you. And I didn't receive anything, so I didn't have an email to go off or a number to go off of. I just got this, and I was just going through my bank account. And I don't know the name, so that's why I called.
So what I Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
What I did was I canceled it for you, and I can give you the cancellation number.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
It's going to be 258-568-286.
Okay. And what's the name of this company?
It's called the Gadget Store.
Okay. All right.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I do want to thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.